You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of The School of Obedience by Andrew Murray.
Chapter 1. Obedience, Its Place in Holy Scripture. In undertaking the study of a Bible word, or of a truth of the Christian life, it is a great help to take a survey of the place it takes in Scripture. As we see where, and how often, and in what connections it is found, its relative importance may be apprehended, as well as its bearing on the whole of Revelation. Let me try, in the first chapter, to prepare the way for the study of what obedience is, by showing you where to go in God's Word to find the mind of God concerning it. 1. Take Scripture as a whole. We begin with paradise. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, we read, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" Note how obedience to the command is the one virtue of paradise, the one condition of man's abiding there, the one thing his Creator asks of him. Nothing is said of faith or humility or love. Obedience includes all. As supreme as is the claim and authority of God, is the demand for obedience as the one thing that is to decide his destiny. In the life of man, to obey is the one thing needful. Turn now from the beginning to the close of the Bible. In its last chapter, you read, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life." Or, if we accept the Revised Version, which gives another reading, we have the same throughout in chapters 12 and 14, where we read of the seed of the woman, chapter 12, verse 17, "which keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus," and the patience of the saints, chapter 14, verse 12, "Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." From beginning to end,